Then Blazejowski, Love Tap, and Cherry Tortoni running on. 200 metres to go. It's Our Time in front, but Cherry Tortoni's getting closer. It's Our Time at the 100 from Cherry Tortoni, and looks like Elvis from last is absolutely flying home. Looks like Elvis nails them. Looks like Elvis from It's Our Time, Cherry Tortoni.
Well, that was Elvis winning at Flemington two starts ago, and one of the most phenomenal wins you'll see after missing the start. And absolutely flying home. Since then, last Saturday, he went to the Civic Stakes in Sydney, ran another great race behind Taxu, and will be backing up a week later back at headquarters in the Winter Championship final. It's great to catch up with trainer Jared Austin. How are you, Jared?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Michael?
Very well indeed. He's obviously done a good job since Saturday for you to be confident enough to back him up.
Yeah, look, he sure has. He's sort of ticked every box that you're looking for the first couple of days after his run. So, quite confident that he'll be fine for Saturday.
Has he backed up much throughout his career?
He has. He has backed up previously. The last time I backed him up was when he ran into... He backed up into the Epsom and ran a really good race that day and ran fifth in the Epsom. So, yeah, look, I'm quite confident he'll be right.
That run last weekend, you would have been happy again that he was strong to the line. But you would know better than me. I almost think he's a better horse in Melbourne, especially at Flemington.
It sort of seems that way. His record in Melbourne is really good, especially at Flemington. Yeah, look, he loves that track. I don't think he hasn't run a bad race there. So, yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. He likes that way of going. He likes the big space there at Flemington. So hopefully, yeah, we can get the race to run suitably again on Saturday.
When you put the programming together for him in this campaign, was this the path that you'd always planned?
No, it wasn't. Look, we, as I mentioned to you before, we sort of had a plan of trying to sneak him into the Stradbroke, to be honest. But yep, with all the wet tracks here in Sydney, we just didn't get the lead-up runs that we were looking for, so we had to change course. So we went down to Flemington for a heat of this winter series, and the sort of path led us this way now to the final.
He's won twice from 14 starts over the mile, but what do you think's his best distance?
Look, I actually think the 1400 is his best distance. But he can run a strong mile. No doubt he can run a strong mile as long as the race is run suitably for us. The race with Taxi win last week here in the Civic Stakes, I just thought he turned it into a real solidly run 1400, and I thought he probably peaked with sort of 30 or 50 metres to go in that race as well. So as long as the race is run favourably, then I've got no doubt he'll run a strong mile.
Linda Meach was able to produce the miracle win two starts ago. Does she retain the ride on Saturday?
She sure does, yeah. Look, she rode him super. It was a really confident ride for the horse to be charging through like that. So, we're really happy to put Linda back on.
So you're going to tell her, just miss the start, have him out the back and come with run?
Well, yeah, I'll leave it up to Linda, but it was quite remarkable for him to miss a start like that, because if you watch any of his races, he's always really well. He always begins really well. It's going to be downfall a little bit because we like to ride him quiet. Look, we'll leave that up to Linda, but yeah, I'd be happy to see him in the second half of the field.
If he wins or if he runs top two, I think he'll top the $1 million on Saturday.
Yes, I think, someone pointed that out to me. He's only 20 or 30,000 below that. So, yeah, he's been a great horse for his connections and a great horse for our stable. And look, he loves Flemington, so I can't see any reason why he can't top the $1 million mark on Saturday.
How did he come to your stable, Jared?
His owner relocated from Queensland down to Sydney and brought his horses with him. So, look, I was lucky enough to get that phone call off him and ask him to take the horses. And so I got a couple of horses that came down with him from Queensland. So, yeah, it's been a blessing for us. It's been really good.
Well, he's certainly been a highlight. And are the owners and the team all heading to Flemington on Saturday?
They are, yep. They're all heading down to Flemington on Saturday. He's been down there a few times now, so he's quite accustomed to the trip. And he's a really good traveller as well. But, yeah, no, there'll be a big cheer spot for him.
Will you be staying down Saturday night just in case?
Unfortunately, this time I won't be. The rest of the gang will be. I'll be coming down Saturday, but I've got commitments on Sunday at the races, so I'll be coming back Saturday night.
Okay, all right. Well, I might have to ask you what you're heading back for on Sunday at Mudgee, if you're heading back home as well. Actually, you've got a runner today. I Want to Break Free, who is a debutante. What are you expecting from this filly today?
Look, I'm not expecting out of the ground today. She's a filly that she's bred to get over a lot further. Her mother was placed in an oath over in Adelaide when she was racing. So, look, I just expect her to find a feed early, and if she can be charging home late, I'll be more than happy today.
Okay. Yeah. And then what are we backing on Sunday at Mudgee?
Oh, geez, my God. I wish I could say I'm coming back for a special, but I'm really not. So, yeah, I've got a few heading up to Mudgee, but I don't think any specials are amongst them, but possibly Miss Barty's Party would be the best of my runners on Sunday.
You're right. Race 5, Miss Barty's Party. You'll be going from the salubrious surrounds of the most famous racetrack in Australia, Flemington, on Saturday with, looks like Elvis will be one of the favourites, to Mudgee on Sunday. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.